When I pull up to the parking lot, it's time to level up. Dial in, showing out for your team. Listen up, get you some, I stand the fan to give you what you need. Fan fuel, game time, turn up the intensity. Team colors bleeding out, 5-hour energy. For a limited time, get the fan fuel flavor at 5hourenergy.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
It's a Football Friday on Sports Radio 610. Here's Payne and Pendergast.
Right, Seth, I'm curious. You and I have not talked about this poll that you put up yesterday yet. We've texted, may have texted a little bit about it. But you put up this poll yesterday and you said this: I'm still 100% on board with D'Amico Ryans, but I'd like to get a rough gauge of where the fan base is as a whole. What is your confidence level in D'Amico Ryans as a head coach right now? And the three choices are: my belief is unwavering, he needs more time, he's on thin ice. Those are the three choices.
And I asked this because I started, you never know on social media, you start seeing all these kind of, I started seeing more tweets and posts about questioning D'Amico Ryans. And then you get a few that are really aggressively just saying like, D'Amico's no good. And then all of a sudden it becomes a talking point. People are arguing about whether people are abandoning D'Amico too soon and why and all of this. And I thought, well, wait a second though. Like what's the actual, like how many people actually are out on D'Amico?
Yes,
at this point?
Is this a case, I'm glad you put this up. Is this a case of people that are arguing over an opinion that 1.3% of the public has right now?
Because those tweets, the rusty hinge gets the most of the attention.
Yeah.
And so you see these tweets quote tweeted and everything. So yeah, I asked that question and I'll admit I primed a pump a little bit by saying I'm still 100% on board with D'Amico.
I'm glad you did that though, because as somebody who puts up a lot of polls, and we're going to get to the results here. I didn't mean to interrupt you, but we're going to get to the results here. But I'm glad you did that, because sometimes people think because you put up a poll that you hold a certain opinion.
Yeah, they assume that you disagree with whatever their opinion is.
Correct.
Yeah, like they take the lowest common denominator on there, and like if I put that poll up without prefacing it that way, they think that I'm like just torching D'Amico or something.
Yeah, and I wouldn't do it for all of them, but I think this is an appropriate one to do it because of what D'Amico, you know, what this team, you know, this team and D'Amico and everything else. Yeah, go ahead.
But having said that, I do prime the pump there. It's a celebrity endorsement for D'Amico right there before they answer
the poll.
Technically
it is.
You know?
You're right.
Yeah.
You're right.
It's like saying 99% of doctors agree. Do you agree? Yeah.
Do you think D'Amico Ryans approves this message?
Yeah, right. But long story short, and you know, like this is very unscientific.
Right.
And yet, okay, my belief is unwavering and he needs more time got 96.3% of the votes.
Yep.
So only 3.7% of the people out of 1,600 votes think he's on thin ice.
Yeah.
So, you know, and like there's a certain percentage of my Twitter followers who aren't Texans fans, all that. It's a non-factor.
Yeah.
I don't think there is any sentiment within the fan base that D'Amico's not the guy. Now, I think there's plenty that think, okay, well, but he's got to fire his buddy and that's going to be a true test or what have you. But in firing Bobby Slowick, whatever your opinion is, I sense very little pessimism about D'Amico Ryans as a head coach.
Yeah.
And yet I fear that it's starting to become a talking point because of a few fringe opinions.
Squeaky wheels, man.
Yeah.
Squeaky wheels. Yeah. No, I'm with you on that. There are times And again, that's where I have to remind myself, like anybody that's, like the opinions you're talking about, I do feel are a very, very small percentage of the fan base. I do think there's a very big chunk of the fan base that is anxious right now, especially, my contention all along has been, the record is what the record is. I'm happy they're 6-4. That's great. You know, do they play in way too many close games? Sure they do. Is this something that keeps me up at night? No. What keeps me up at night is C.J. Stroud and the amount of punishment that he is taking, the effect that it's having on him. Those are all the things. Those are the things that have to get fixed. But none of these things are driving me to where I'm out as a Texan fan. Like, that's where, when I see that reaction, and again, I feel this is a very small percentage of the fan base, but where I see people who call themselves Texan fans, and then they say they're out at 6-4 and leading the division because they've got some things to fix, I'm like, man, I feel bad if that's, like, how you fan. I'm not telling you how to fan. I just feel bad for you if some glitches with the team, albeit important glitches, are what drive you out on a team that clearly has had a rapid rebuild here in 2 years. Like, there's days where I feel like we've forgotten how to handle winning football here as a fan base. You know
that there's going to be adversity along the way.
I'm a little guilty of it myself. I'm not pointing fingers.
No, and I don't think it, you know, go back to New England in the years where they were merely attending but not winning Super Bowls. There was a long stretch of time, including through the fourth, fifth, and sixth Super Bowl victories, where various Patriots fans insisted that Bill Belichick had to go. No, that's it. He's done. It's past his prime. All of that. It's just natural. It's natural that the adversity comes up and you start to worry about it. D'Amico hasn't had the time or to overcome this issue yet, and you don't know how it's going to come out and what it's going to look like. Fixing the offense when you've got a defensive-minded head coach starts to get really nerve-wracking, because this is exactly what you worry about is, okay, well, if you got an offensive-minded coach, it's his offense. I think the biggest thing that's saving D'Amico right now from, like, maybe more people not starting to have serious doubts is that the defense has improved by leaps and bounds.
Defense is good.
And I think the defense is really on the brink of becoming a genuinely really fearsome defense. So that part of it, if you're going to hire a defensive-minded head coach, at the very least, have a good defense. And he's delivered on that. Now it's just a matter of, all right, did you hire the right offensive coordinator? If it turns out that he's not, what are you doing to replace him? Yep. And that's where people have trepidation about D'Amico right now.
Yes, a big Bobby Slowick game, man. You get Nico Collins back, and I think that Nico Collins coming back probably takes anybody who is a complete anti-Slowick right now is probably going to take Nico Collins coming back. And if the offense looks functional again, they're going to be like, okay, well, yeah, that was with Nico. But I can tell you right now, like, if the offense still is stuck in mud against this defense, then it gets really bad for Bobby Slowick. Okay, you got Nico back, you know, and I know people are going to say, well, Stephon Diggs tore his ACL. Okay, that's all well and good, but you get Nico back, and this is largely the offense that you were above average with, or around average to above average with last year, with Joe Mixon at running back instead of Devin Singletary for the most part, you know?
Look at the Bengals game last year with no Nico, but you had Tank Dell and Noah Brown.
That's right.
It was not the issue that it's been without Nico this year.
That's right. And so I think, like, this might be, for Bobby Slowick, this Monday night game might be an only downside game. You know, if they're capable again, then I think the people who are really, really anti-Bobby Slowick right now are going to be like, all right, well, let's see you do it again and again and again and again.
Well, and it really, do they come, if with the return of Nico, they become a top offense, let's just say they become a top offense over the remainder of the season, then it's kind of like arguing about whether Tua Tagovailoa is as good as his stats are. When, okay, but everything's operating well. Like, do you really matter? Does it really matter? Do we care if Tua could run other systems or not? Does it really matter if the offense is performing well? I think that's where I'd probably end up on the season with all of that. And yet, if they can't establish a genuinely good rushing attack, or at least just competent pass protection, if it's that, man, Nico comes back and the pass protection is still awful, but Nico is masking a lot of it, I think you still got to make really hard decisions about where you're moving forward with Bobby Slowick.
That's
right. And all of this is going to depend on how they finish up in the playoffs.
For sure.
If the offense is awesome, but then it stalls out in the wild card round and you lose that game, it's going to be really, really tough to justify keeping Bobby Slowick.
If there's one number at the end of the year that you're going to ask me how I feel about Bobby Slowick, because you're right, this could become a good offense again. We're in DVOA, they're ninth, and then scoring, they're whatever, and this and this and that and whatever. The number the number I'm looking at the end of the year is how many times has C.J. Stroud been sacked? How many times has he been hit? Is he getting
the
pounded?
The percentage
still?
Of time he's under pressure.
Yes, yeah.
Like, that tells an even more complete picture. Just the him being under pressure 50% of the time, having more third and longs than anybody else in the league.
All those things.
Yeah, and then where I know some people, I understand that there's criticism of C.J. Stroud in contributing to that situation, and I agree and get that. I understand that. But there is also the way that Bobby Slowick is operating when on second and long and third and long, they continue to try to use this haphazard rushing attack to get into third and manageable, and it blows up in their face and it's third and long.
Yes.
And that's not CJ's fault.
Nope.
You know, not to mention the fact that when they call their screens that are so maddeningly predictable at this point, the defense is just standing there waiting for the screen receiver to catch the ball so they can pummel him with bags of soap.
Yeah.
That's all on Bobby Slowick.
Yep.
This show is brought to you by 5-Hour Energy. Being a fan is a hands-on job, which is why we're freeing up your hands for cheering, jeering, and everything in between. With 5-Hour Energy Fan E-Pack, you'll be fully equipped to hit the tailgate with all the energy you and your fellow diehards need for rooting on the home team. No matter what, just take a shot past the rest to your entire squad and keep the good times rolling. Now available on 5hourenergy.com with the purchase of Stan the Fan 5-Hour Energy. Shipped nationwide.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Text message, 5-Hour Energy fan line. 5-Hour Energy, the official energy shot at Sports Radio 610 and football superfans. Texter says, what? DeMeco is 16-11 as a first-time head coach taking over a terrible team. How could anybody be out on him at this point? I would say exactly.
Aren't. Yeah. But there's like a narrative being built out there that all of a sudden it's DeMeco versus the world, and it's just...
It's not.
I wanted to be sure that, okay, no, it's a few people. Like, yeah, there's always going to be a few of anything.
Yep. You got a nice response to that too, man. You're approaching 2,000 votes. You still got 2 hours to weigh in on Seth's poll if you would like to, at Seth C. Payne on the X.
Hop up on that poll.
Get up on Seth's poll and vote. Mm-hmm. Be the 1,662nd person to climb on Seth's poll here and vote. Yes. Payne and Pendergast with you. This cut actually came down. I saw it this morning before the show. And this cut, believe it or not, actually makes me concerned about, me and Seth both, about the game on Monday. It doesn't involve the Cowboys at all, nor does it involve the Texans, and yet it scares me for this game. Here's Sauce Gardner, cornerback for the Jets, talking about some sort of tackling demonstration or presentation that their head coach, Jeff Ulbrich, did in a practice. He was asked about it, and Sauce gets a little chippy about it.
We know how to tackle. We know how to tackle. We got to make the tackles. That's really it, you know. We've been doing it. Simple. We really don't need no presentation. You know, I know where he was coming from when he did it, but us as professional athletes, we got to be able to make tackles, me included for sure.
Okay, so clearly Sauce insulted that the coach would need to present something that's so basic to his job, right?
Right, yeah. We don't need that.
Right.
Like, that's basically, we don't need to improve.
Right.
Like, come on, Sauce Gardner. What the hell are you talking about?
Paint some degree of dysfunction, I would suppose. I think even more dysfunction may be painted by the 31-6 thrashing the Jets took to the Cardinals this past weekend, but all lead back to the same feeling, which is, how the hell did the Texans lose to this team? How the hell did the Texans lose to the team that's doing tackling PowerPoints in team meetings in week 11 of the season? And subsequently, it makes you think like, oh yeah, they're capable of losing to anybody, including the Dallas Cowboys.
I think with Sauce Gardner, the biggest thing there is, I think that within the Jets locker room, I could see the defense feeling like, man, we were still a good defense when Robert Saleh was the head coach. And if anything, the way I read that is, look, Ulbrich can have presentations and what have you, but we were fine until Robert Saleh got fired.
Right.
And Robert Saleh got fired because he didn't manage a situation that he was not responsible for, the quarterback and offensive coordinator situation.
Yep.
Well, and they fired the one guy who was doing anything good on this team, who was our defensive coordinator, Robert Saleh.
Yeah.
And that's that's probably where he's feeling. He shouldn't have handled it the way he did. Sauce Gardner, I saw firsthand versus the Texans, does need some work on his tackling technique. But other than that, it's more of the dysfunction that the Jets are, and the Texans lost to that team.
And that team is actually probably a better team right now than the Dallas Cowboys.
Yeah.
You know, maybe the Cowboys are a little bit better. Either way, they're in the same tier. Can't take them lightly, man. Not on the road. Texans not a good road team this year. You know, that'll be the interesting thing to me.
Texans not a good road team.
The three big games they've had, Seth, in terms of defensive completion percentage, the Buffalo game, the Indianapolis game, this past Sunday against Detroit, where they were doing things where announcers are like, wow, these teams are not completing many passes at all. All at home, you know. So we'll see, you know, can they do the same thing to Cooper Rush and the Cowboys on the road?
Well, and the Cowboys have been atrocious at home too.
Cowboys
are like the 2023 Astros. They can't do anything at home.
That's true.
And it's getting to be a bit of a sore spot for them. So yes, I would love to, instead of like you were with the Jets, where you're like some kind of glimmer of hope that everything will be all right. The Jets had Aaron Rodgers as their quarterback.
Yeah.
The Cowboys have Cooper Rush, starting for a team that's been really, really bad at home. These games haven't even been close by the fourth quarter. The final scores don't always tell the whole story. If you're a shot in the arm for this Cowboys team, then you've shown me nothing. You've shown me nothing. I will. It's not like one of those situations where, well, no matter how much the Texans win by, I won't read into it because it's just the Cowboys. No, I'll read into it because this is something the Texans haven't shown they're capable of doing.
It's
just really just pound the crap out of a lesser team and really show dominance. I don't think they were even all that physically dominant versus the Patriots, even though it was a lopsided score. I want to see them be physically dominant versus the Dallas Cowboys.
That game was close at halftime, and that second half lead was built on short fields and a Damian Pierce long touchdown.
Yeah.
You know, like that was not a... You're right. That didn't play like a 20-point win, that Patriots
game. Well, the Joe Mixon run, too, was a big long diva. It wasn't like they were consistently them with the run. They broke a couple of big
two
nice
big
runs.
Ones, and they averaged literally 2 yards a carry on all their other carries that day.
Mm-hmm.
No, you're absolutely right. All right, the biggest spectacle of the weekend, what I think will be the biggest spectacle, has given us maybe the greatest interview of all time. If you want to hear it, stay tuned. We've got it for you coming up next. But first, Seth has an injury report for you.
The injury report brought to you by Mocarum Injury Lawyers. You know what? One that we didn't highlight early on from the injury report yesterday, which could make a big difference, is Okuda back in practice, full participant. And that's important because Kamari Lassiter is in the concussion protocol. Will Anderson did not practice. Nobody knows exactly what's going on with him or where he is in his recovery. Derek Stingley and Foley Fatakasi were out with a hip and a foot injury, respectively, but probably no reason to be overly concerned with that. And then Stroud pops up with a right hand injury, but a full participant in practice. The most notable one for the Cowboys, really, is that Dak Prescott remains on injured reserve. So the Texans will face Cooper Rush, possibly with a smidgen of Trey Lance. That's your injury report brought to you by Mokerum Injury Lawyers.
This show is brought to you by 5-Hour Energy. Being a fan is a hands-on job, which is why we're freeing up your hands for cheering, jeering, and everything in between. With 5-Hour Energy Fan E-Pack, you'll be fully equipped to hit the tailgate with all the energy you and your fellow diehards need for rooting on the home team. No matter what, just take a shot past the rest to your entire squad and keep the good times rolling. Now available on 5hourenergy.com with the purchase of Stand the Fan 5-Hour Energy. Shipped nationwide.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Payoff up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.